This is TWiT.
So Johnny joins us every week to help us. He actually gives lectures on this. We're lucky to have him. We don't have to pay any admission fee on how to travel better using technology.
Yes. So, you know, I'm always looking for great flight deals.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sign up to pretty much all the newsletters. I visit hundreds of websites. I download dozens of apps. And so in my humble opinion, I truly believe that the best deals are found on FlyerTalk.com, which is under the Mileage Forum. Also, Scott's Cheap Flights, which they have a free version, but the premium version, they email you a lot quicker. And also the Flight Deal, which is a free newsletter. But there's a lot of apps out there that actually curate deals, I think found mostly from these three places that I'm just mentioning. And one of them is called Jetto, J-E-T-T-O. And so what I like about them, although they give you one free deal, usually a day, otherwise you got to pay for the premium, which is $6.99 a month, or I think $100, $39 a year. And but the difference is that they'll send you an alert on your phone. But I'm pretty much, Garrett, I'm pretty sure that they actually get the deals from those three places I mentioned. But, you know, you don't have to check your emails, and you can pick the airports you want to, you're flying out of. So
how much can you save, really, though?
Come on. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Tons of money. I mean, literally. Yesterday, Scott's Cheap Flight sent an email. Europe over the New Year's for like $300 round trip.
And you've always said this. That's part of the deal, is being flexible about your travel time. You can't say, well, June 14th, what's the best deal then? You got to be able to go, you know, a little more flexibly.
Well, not always, though. And this was an example. Actually, yesterday the deals came out, and they were good for, you know, peak times, which is New Year's.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, so, again, to find a cheap deal, you really, really need to do your homework. And I actually wrote a post on 17 ways how to find a cheap flights. And I list all the stuff I'm talking about now, but there's all kinds of methods. I mean, using a flight alert is probably the best. And now Google does it for free, and they make it really easy. So if you use Google Flights, you put in your city pairs, your dates, and then they will let you know when the flight drops. You'd have to search it. It wouldn't be on the homepage because I wrote it a couple months ago.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wrote it a while ago. I keep updating it.
JohnnyJet.com, and search for travel deals?
Just search 17 ways to find a cheap flight. Or just search cheap flights, and it should show up. And anyway, yep. But you set these fare alerts. So Google does a really good job. Also, Yapta, Yapta.com. What I like about Yapta is that you can set the price you want to pay, and they will alert you when it dips below that. Google will just tell you if the flight's going up or down, and they'll monitor it that way. So, I mean, actually, the ideal thing to do is search both ways, or set fare alerts for both. And you can always find you'd be surprised. I mean, I monitor prices all the time, and it's just they change every day. I mean, they're changing multiple times a day.
This is kind of new. It used to be, you know, 30 years ago, there was pretty consistent. But thanks to computers and the fact that if an airplane seat flies empty, it's a loss to the airline, they've gotten really sophisticated about pricing. If you asked every passenger in a plane what they paid, there'd be almost as many prices as there are people on the plane.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
There's only a certain amount of seats in each fare bucket. But they're always changing. You can't figure it out because, you know, typically if you wait till the last minute, they're going to go up because they think you're a business traveler and that you have funds. But it's not always the case. Sometimes I've seen them go down. So you don't want to buy too early.
That was my other question. Is there a prime time? But it sounds like there isn't.
There really isn't. I mean, there's been studies you know, Kayak, Hipmunk, all these guys come out with different studies that show, you know, certain destinations. It all depends on a destination. Sometimes they say 54 days before flying, but you don't really want to do it way, way in advance because unless there's a sale, if you see a really good sale, jump on it. And, or if it's Southwest Airlines and they have a sale, again, that's when you want to do it.
It always seems to me like Southwest is cheaper than anybody else. Are there airlines that?
No, they're not though.
They're not.
Actually, Southwest is not. They used to be, but Not in every route, and also they include the bag, so you can get two free checked bags with Southwest.
That's another problem. It's very hard sometimes to compare fares because there's hidden costs.
Yeah, you really have to be careful, especially if you're buying a basic fare. Now, you know, all the low fare carriers like Spirit, Allegiant, they charge even for a carry-on. Frontier.
Oh, I know.
And if you don't book in advance, when you show up to the gate and you think you can get on with a carry-on to put it in the overhead bin, they'll charge you $65 at the gate just to bring a carry-on.
Yeah, so much for my savings, right? And now I still get a tiny little seat.
Yeah, if you can bring a purse, like the size of a purse, and put it underneath your seat, it's free. Yeah. But to use the overhead bin, and on some of these, they will charge you, even in the mainline carriers now, American, Delta, and American, you have to read the fine print and make sure that if you're buying a basic economy fare, that you know what you're getting into.
Couldn't I just have my travel agent do that?
You could, but, you know.
They may not spend as much time as they need to get you the best deal.
A lot of travel agents don't even want to just do a simple ticket.
They don't
like
make
that.
Enough money.
They're not making any money. They'll charge you. Most of them will charge you either a $25 or a $40 fee.
Oh.
But, I mean, because the airlines aren't paying them.
Right.
They make their money in hotels, cruises, package deals.
Okay.
But
that's
the
why
nice thing about,
I always book my cruises through Jane. Now I can ask her for flights because I'm a good customer, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, the nice thing about booking through a travel agent is that, let's say there is a big winter storm or a volcano and you cannot get through to the airline. I mean, they'll put you on hold for 5 hours if you don't have any kind of
status. By the way, I saw you tweet. United is saying because of the winter storm back east.
Yep.
What do they call that when you can get
a fee waiver.
Fee waiver.
And so I just tweeted United, but every airline, they'll match that.
So if you have a booked flight and today to the East Coast, you can change it at no cost to you. No,
correct. And actually, that's another tip, by the way. You can use those fee waivers to your advantage. Let's say you wanted to stay home. For example, one time my nephew said, you know what, Uncle Johnny, I don't want to get on a 6 a.m. flight. It was so cheap. How do I take the later flight? I was like, listen, the only way you can do it is if there's a big storm and there's a fee waiver.
You call him
sure
up
enough,
and say, I can't
sure
travel.
Enough, there was a big storm.
Hold out for the storm, folks. Johnny Jett, he's at johnnyjett.com. It's a great read. Subscribe to his free travel newsletters. You can also find him on Twitter and Instagram and right here every week. Thanks, Johnny.
You.